Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The time-old tradition of passing the farm on to family members isn't quite as easy as one might think. Extension farm economist Jessica Grosskopf says, outside of the legal issues, this decision is a deeply personal one, and it can become more difficult if there isn't a family heir. She talks about strategies and resources designed to help make these decisions a little easier on today's almanac.
I think it's common in farming and ranching culture for us to measure success by how many generations have been in the operation. Often, when farmers and ranchers introduce themselves, they say, I'm the fifth or sixth generation, in this business. And when we don't have someone coming back into the operation, I think it's difficult to grapple with the fact that you might be the last generation to farm or to ranch. And so this idea of ambiguous loss really resonates because for a lot of families, they have to grieve the loss of that type of legacy. And so that's why ambiguous loss really resonated with me when I first heard about the concept, is I see a lot of producers in this situation who need to deal with the emotions of not having someone come back. And I think the best way to describe it is as ambiguous loss, where there is no closure and it's difficult for others to recognize that they are grieving the fact that they don't have that next generation to carry on this business. So again, I think we have to redefine success of the operation and what your legacy truly is. For a lot of farm and ranch families, maybe it's conservation or maybe it's innovation, whatever that might be, and realizing that we can look to alternatives to carry on that legacy. So maybe there's a young person within your community who is looking for that opportunity to farm or to ranch. Maybe it's working with a conservation program like Pheasants Forever or, you know, the crane associations that are out there to help continue that idea of conservation moving forward. There's lots of options and lots of opportunities, but you as that owner have to come to that realization of what is my true legacy and how do I carry that on even though I don't have a family member coming back. The first one is thinking outside of the box, and that's thinking about creative ways that we can approach succession planning without a family member to pass it on to. So again, looking at what's around you, what you would be most comfortable with, and also what is that ultimate legacy. Number two is talking to your family. I think sometimes it's difficult to have those open, honest discussions regarding not only your emotions, but what you ultimately plan to do with your business. I enjoy putting together a really strong advisory team. So step number three is seeking those outside perspectives. Maybe they have some ideas of organizations or people within your community that you can work with. The other piece is listening with respect to family members. Your family members are also going to have a lot of emotions around a non-traditional transition plan. And then as we look at it, every once in a while, we need to take a break and walk away. So that's another recommendation, whether that's, you know, taking a weekend or taking a season where we can have that emotional reset, especially if we're in a really emotional time trying to make these choices. Number six is knowing that things are going to change and things might not look the same if you go down this non-traditional path. And finally, really being open and honest about how you feel. And that might require some outside help and another team member to your advisory team. You know, if you need a counselor or a trusted friend or a clergy member to open up to, we find that to be really important so that we don't get stuck in kind of that emotional blockage that we see with ambiguous loss.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Farmcast podcast. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.